Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Are you tired of dents and scratches ruining the look of your car? Look no further than Porter's Body Shop in Brookhaven. Call us at 601-833-1861 or visit us online at portersbodyshopms.com.
From the trees over your head to the lawn you hate to mow and everything green in between, Garden Mama's here to help you keep on growing. Still the empress of everything green. Here's your horticulture maven, Garden Mama Nellie Neal, on Super Talk Mississippi.
Well, surprise. I am not the Garden Mama. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Garden Mama Show. This is Mark Patrick Peaches sitting in for Garden Mama while she has another day off.
Or heated pool. That's the other nickname there. Born of privilege. Swaddled in Oshkosh bagosh.
Yeah. Granimals. Tough skins. You know, yeah.
The hot springs of northern Arkansas.
It was southwest Missouri.
I know. I'm just messing with you, actually.
Don't ever get that one wrong. I promise. How are you this morning, Lance?
I'm doing great. Nice to see you today, man.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here. I'm real excited. There's so much going on in the gardening world today. I have papers everywhere. Nellie would be so proud. There's a native plant propagation workshop from 8:30 to 2 today at the Clinton Community Center, Nature Center. Fun. We've got Celtic Fest going on this weekend at the Reservoir. I mean, how do you pick what you're going to do, Lance?
Well, I'll be here spinning some knobs, so that's where I'm picking that. But, yeah, it sounds like there'd be a lot of great things to do at Celtic Fest. I haven't been to it. Lived in North Mississippi for a long time. I know it's well attended.
Right.
And very kind of, I would say, famous, the Celtic Fest. Haven't been, and I would love to give it a try sometime.
Once upon a time, I put a kilt on a statue of David in my front yard in honor of Celtic Fest. He looked pretty good, too.
Yeah, you know? It worked.
You can put anything on David, and he looks fine, right?
Yeah, right. Plants around him, a kilt, or whatever.
Yeah.
And have you done much as far as the decor of the day for October? Do we have the oranges?
Oh, yes,
we do. Do we have the yellows?
We have the orange. We have the yellow. We have the bronze. We have the browns. We have the taupe. We just don't have the pumpkin spice. Sorry, people.
No, thank you.
Sorry?
I'm a protester.
Not a
political protester.
right.
I spend my time protesting things that matter around here.
Exactly.
Pumpkin spice.
And we have a taste test today. Y'all are going to love this. I've already tried it. Lance is going to try it and let us know how it goes. But it's a jelly that a friend of mine made. Guess what it is, Lance?
Jelly.
Yeah, and I even brought you cream cheese and Ritz.
Pass me the jelly. All right, I got to take a phone call for you, bro.
All right. So, everybody, today is actually National Gumbo Day. How about that? And there is a gumbo festival going on somewhere. I wrote it down, but I'll get back to you. Let's see. What else is happening? The fair. I went to the fair this week, everybody. Had a great time. I went and had lunch. Was only there just long enough to have a pronto pup and pick up a bunch of fun giveaway stuff. Nellie would be so proud of this one. I got her a fan that looks like a bulldog. Let's see what else we picked up at the fair. Free stickers, Mississippi stickers. If you haven't been to the fair, check out the ag displays, all the Mississippi State. We had, Smokey the Bear was there. I've got Smokey the Bear stickers. I'll be giving away stickers and pencils from the fair all week. And something else I shared with Nellie that I saw in an elevator was a lady who was slightly pregnant with a really cool shirt on. And it said, pumpkins, football, and baby bumps. Now that's really getting into the fall spirit. Definitely, definitely, definitely. Get out in the garden. Right now there's a lot happening. I have sent Lance so many photos of what's happening in my own yard. Claire Curtis is starting to bloom. It's right on time. It's almost Halloween. All the short day bloomers are starting to pop. Lance, did we get a call?
We do. Mr. Roy from Brandon. He has a question about the tomato plant, and he had kind of gone through a protocol that Nellie had recommended, and I'm going to let Mr. Roy tell you about it now. You ready to go, Roy?
Good morning, Roy.
Mark, good morning. Good morning, Mark. Got a couple of questions for you, actually. Nellie told me several months ago during that heat stress in July and August to lay off the fertilizer a while, and I did, and they just went through survival mode. So when the weather got a little better, I started using Miracle-Gro back on them, and they finally perked up again. Now, right now, as we speak, I've got pretty green leaves and blooms everywhere, but no fruit whatsoever. Now, I've had blooms on them for about 3 weeks now, but no fruit whatsoever. Now, I've got a two- or three-part question. Number one is, when I use that Miracle-Gro and it rains the next day, it just dilutes it so much. Am I better off to use an all-purpose long-term granular fertilizer than Miracle-Gro, number one? And number two, I've heard that you're better off to put peat moss in there with them to kind of help hold the liquid. And what about the dirt we've got in these pots? I'm planting mostly in pots and water troughs. And wanted to know if I should continue doing the way I'm doing.
The missus has an opinion too, right? Boy, that was a lot of great questions. When you say Miracle-Gro, are you talking about a liquid feed? Like that you dilute with water?
No, the green stuff you mix with water, right?
Okay. So I always refer to the green stuff as like a cup of espresso. The rain does not dilute that. That liquid feed goes in foliar, which means it feeds through the leaves. It's a quick green up, but it's not a long-term thing. So what you should do is use a granular and then supplement occasionally, not very often, with a liquid feed.
Okay.
Don't overfeed them right now because they're going to slow down because the nights have cooled off. And you still have plenty of time to set fruit because now that it's cooled off, these, you know, cool mornings and warm days, the pollinators are getting out there and they're going to work. I actually have about 3 green tomatoes on mine right now that they should ripen. I might have them for Thanksgiving, but, you know, they'll still ripen. So don't give up. But do both of those fertilizers, you know, but the liquid
use
one,
both of them. Okay.
But do half of what you think you should use and you might be all right. But if you overdo it, Okay. Then you can cause other issues. Peat moss, that is used to change acidity. If you're growing in a pot, there's no need to, if you were growing in the ground, you could add peat moss. But if you're growing it in a container, you do not need to do that at all.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay, good.
Does that help? Did I get them all?
You did, except these blooms that are blooming now. 3 or 4 of them have bloomed and made fruit, but they're only about the size of a dime. What's that about?
You may need to increase your water on them a little bit, but don't water them every day. Soak them really well. Walk away, look away, go back in a day or two, soak them again. Because you know that fruit relies on the water, you know, in order to basically form. So, and we're getting ready to go in. I think they said 14 days with no rain ahead. So, and it's this morning there was a heavy dew, but the last few mornings it was dry as it could be in the morning. So now that they've set fruit is when you really need to watch your watering, not so much your fertilizer. Does that make sense?
Okay, great. I'll do that. One more question. Is there a hot, heat-tolerant tomato plant better than just early girl and things like that, is there one that takes this 90 and 95 degree heat better without just stopping the growth altogether?
Do you want my honest answer? Not really. Mm-hmm. They are marketed to make you think they might do better in the heat, but you know,
okay,
you know, it's like potato, potato. Tomato is kind of a tomato. They have done some genetic things, you know, to make them maybe a little more heat tolerant. But,
okay,
you know, yeah, I tend to go with the bush varieties because they don't get, you know, 6 feet tall, especially in a container. Yeah. If you can find anything that says bush or patio, they make fruit faster and they stay smaller. That's my opinion.
I'll give that a try.
Yeah.
I'll give that a try. Thank you very much.
You are welcome. Thank you, Roy. Man.
Good morning.
He put me through the test, Lance.
Well, I think there was a checklist, a little bullet point list he had.
And yeah, he did.
Covered a couple with me, and I'm like, man, I'm going to let Mark get on that because he had some good questions.
And Mrs. Roy was in the background making sure he didn't miss any of them, too.
All of those lined up before you get off the phone.
Yeah.
And a great early call, though. And
yeah, it is.
A great test for Mark Peach's heated pool, Patrick.
Heated pool. Really? I mean, so do you want to talk about food again? I know you love that.
And thank you for breakfast. Yeah.
Yeah, you're
such
welcome.
A generous guy too. This guy, he's so knowledgeable. He dresses snazzy and is awesome. And
yeah, and I love
generous and
I love McDonald's breakfast. Oh, yeah, I just have to admit.
Yeah, it's
the best.
It's the way to go.
It is.
And and there's one everywhere. So if you're cruising and going, oh man, I think I want a McDonald's breakfast. You're probably going to pass a McDonald's.
That's right.
Within a minute. So
they're not hard to find.
Just keep your eyes peeled.
They're not hard to find.
Doing a good job with buying real estate.
There you go. Well, I'm gonna share with y'all what I brought Lance to eat today because we've talked about it.
What is our test today?
I have a friend in Brandon that made beauty berry jelly.
Ooh, it sounds good. And the word beauty's in it. And jelly, so.
It is pretty good. Yeah. You will notice I've already been into the jar just a little bit. You know, it takes so many. You don't get a quart. You know, you get a little bitty one.
Right.
So,
well, I'll have to pull up the Pollender All Fruit commercial, you know, so we can play the sound bite. You know, hey, please pass the All Fruit. Please pass the all fruit. And then the guy's over there in the corner, and he says, please pass me the jelly. And everybody, passes out, you know, because they're not proper enough. Please pass me the jelly. We're jelly people down here. We're not, you know, passing all fruit.
Well, you can kind of see the top of my lion.
Well, you want me to? I was moving the camera around. I'll be happy to let people.
I'll bump him up a little bit. That is the coolest lion. Oh, look. There's my friend. There's Mac. That's my house. Thunbergia. Love that plant. It's taken me all summer to get that one going. Lance, I have babied it.
I got it on cruising through them. So
yeah.
Which one do you want me to highlight? Now, I love that.
That one. That's a great. Okay.
Yeah, love that. All of them, actually. You did a good job.
Yeah.
And then, what is the pink one here?
That is a Sasanqua blooming at the house. Yeah.
Okay.
We have six really big ones, and they're covered with blooms, and they're going to be pink, and they're probably going to open for Halloween. It's going to totally ruin the color scheme we've got going on, but, you know, that's okay.
It's all right. I mean, it's a beautiful flower, though. Yeah, it'll work with anything. Now,
that is amazing.
Go clockwise from the pink in the top.
Clockwise. Well, you want to know the truth?
Well, let's challenge you and make you go counterclockwise.
Okay, I cannot. I can tell you those are chrysanthemums. I actually took all of those photos in a big box store where they had a display.
Mm-hmm.
But the genetics, they have come up with so many cool chrysanthemums. And a lot of people do not like chrysanthemums. I personally think they're beautiful.
In Escape from Alcatraz,
yeah.
Clint Eastwood movie, they use that. They use the chrysanthemum. That was my little bit of useless trivia for you this morning.
You know, I barely even remember Escape from Alcatraz.
Oh, come on.
No.
You just don't want to You don't want to admit it.
Yeah.
Don't want to admit you're a Clint Eastwood movie fan.
Yeah.
There is some good paper mache head making in there, so a little craftiness.
A long time ago, I might have been a Clint Eastwood fan, but, you know, I have a few years on you.
Now, what do you have in the green, leafy, beautiful, light green, and very, I don't know, almost like a starburst coming out as the leaves form? What is
an anise.
Anise.
Yes. And it. Most
my
anise,
niece, it's a niece.
A niece. Yeah,
it's anybody's just, niece.
Yeah. Like the food.
You're right.
A niece.
Oh, yeah. Well, again, that's that heated pool Missouri living that I don't know about. You know, you do. And that's one of the great things you bring to the show is that, you know, that high brow.
You do realize that if Garden Mama's listening, she would be saying, would somebody please tell them this is my show?
We're talking about fun stuff.
But that anise is a shade plant that is deer resistant.
Okay.
This is one that they have genetically came up with a chartreuse. It has a bunch of different names. And the foliage on it, if you break it, it smells like black licorice or anise.
That would smell would be good.
Right.
You know, you got to, somebody that does licorice right, though, you got to be, you know, on the buying licorice. I've learned my lessons.
Yeah. I don't do licorice at all.
So
no.
Some of it's okay.
Yeah. I mean, if you have somebody you really don't care for, that's what you buy them for Christmas is black licorice.
Yeah, exactly. It's like coal, the modern coal.
You're welcome.
So when we're looking at the anise, what is the best place that you would use that?
Definitely in the shade.
But as far as, you know, is it going to propagate fast or do you have to plant a ton of it?
It's pretty slow. It is pretty slow.
You're not going to cover a lot of ground unless you do that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, your average 3-foot centers.
It's like a light color. It looks real pretty. It would go well. Yeah.
You know, there's so many dark green foliage plants that go in the shade that this one kind of breaks the monotony.
Exactly. And then we go over to the little birdhouse.
Yeah, I got to talk about that birdhouse. That is a very special birdhouse that a friend of mine, Susan, gave me. And I have been growing that Thunbergia since June, and it's just now blooming.
Oh, wow.
But hey.
Yeah.
I'm proud of that one flower, right?
Yes, you're worth the wait, man.
Are we already coming up on a break?
Yeah, time flies and you're having a good time, Mark.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us on the Garden Mama Show on Super Talk Mississippi. And we'll be right back.
Life's sweetest reward. Let it flow. It floats back to you. Something for everyone. Set a course for adventure, your mind on a new
When it comes to returning money to Mississippians, Treasurer David McRae is on a roll. He's already returned almost $100 million in unclaimed money to Mississippians through the Treasury's Unclaimed Money Program. Now, he's refocused the state's college savings initiatives, Max and Impact, to emphasize technical, trade, and teacher-focused career jobs and skills Mississippi needs. Don't let another day go by without getting a jump start on a career or getting back the money that's yours. Visit Treasurer David McRae at treasury.ms.gov.
Hi, I'm Sammy the Shovel, reminding you how important it is to call 811 at least 3 working days before you dig anywhere in or around any homeowner's yard. It doesn't matter if you're putting in a new mailbox, installing a fence, French drain, sprinkler system, even a flower bed. You need to call 811 at least 3 working days before you dig, or you could end up responsible for a water line leak, utility line with gas or propane, or
the best may.
Well, my feet can't fail me now, my feet can't fail me now. My feet can't fail me now, my feet can't fail me now. My feet can't fail me now, my feet can't fail me now. My feet can't fail me now, my feet can't fail me now.
Mm-hmm.
now. Say what? My feet can't fail me now. My feet can't fail me.
You know who that is?
No.
Dirty Dozen Brass Band.
Okay. Yeah,
the
I knew
celebratory
that.
Nature of yeah. our garden yeah. mama, who is on a vacation, a staycation, and a well-deserved, hopefully, a latte this morning, a good stiff mixed drink at lunch, and a frozen cocktail this afternoon, and consuming many a football game. But no, I jest with Mark. He is a great guy. And if y'all don't have an opportunity to call in and talk to him on the air, please flood him with calls and texts during the week. He has a company. He works hard. He knows his stuff. And Garden Mama has vetted this guy. He has been through the 10-step training process. He knows his stuff, and Garden Mama trusts Mark Peaches Patrick.
Was it only 10 steps?
I think you lost count. 10 to the 10th power. But, yes, so he is trained, and he knows how to answer questions. And I think, Roy, that was a great starting point for the morning because he gave you a 10-part question, and that's how it's done.
Yeah.
And if
yeah.
So seriously, though, if y'all have anything you're looking for during the week, decor that you're wanting to really blow out of the water, your relatives, if they come in town, hold him accountable for doing that for you. He can handle
it. There you
go.
You have to excuse me. I have the proverbial frog in my throat.
Yeah. Well, the advice he gives is as fine as frog hair.
That's so. Right. So it's probably a good time for us to give out the numbers.
Yes, sir.
It's a little quiet this morning. The call-in line is 888-808-8637. Or you can text us questions, photos at 601-879-4395.
That's right.
How did I do, Lance?
You did good. And say that as often as you want, because as people get awake and they're going, man, I got these beautiful photos. Yeah. I met a lovely lady yesterday, and she's from around the area. And her name is Brianna, and she has a 5-year-old daughter named Caitlin, and we were talking about gardening. I said, well, you know, you need to tune in on Saturdays to the Garden Mama Show.
Right.
And
right.
it's an amazing show. And she broke out her phone and started showing me some amazing, beautiful, wonderful photos of her garden. And her 5-year-old really said, Mama, you know, I want to start growing stuff about 6-8 months ago. And that brought on the first challenge was to teach, and the youngster is loving it. They're growing all kinds of amazing, beautiful food in the backyard. And I just wanted to say, Brianna, it was a pleasure to meet you.
Absolutely.
I hope you're listening. Share some photos. She has done a great job, and I know each and every one of you have stories just like that, that we love to see the hard work that you do.
All you have to do is ask people, mm-hmm. and if they have a plant, it's like a dog. They yes. probably have a picture on their phone.
Trey generally gives us some amazingly funny photos and wonderful humor, plant humor, 99% of the time. So I don't know where he finds it all.
So you know our friend Paula.
Yeah, Paula, good morning.
Good morning,
thank
Paula.
You, Paula.
Yes. I know you're listening.
Yeah. I hope you're going to have an easy day today.
Maybe I'll give Paula this bulldog fan, you know, because she does groom dogs also.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah, I was in the neighborhood not long ago, and I texted her. I said, hey, I'm here, and she was working, and I went back there. And it's amazing how good they are at that. The efficiency. Me trying to do that, I'd gap them, and, man, they'd be, you know, she had it figured out. You could tell why she does what she does.
So let's rewind to last weekend.
Yes.
Thank you, everybody. Wow, what a weekend it was. Paula sent me 73 photos all in one time. My phone almost blew up.
It was smoking.
It was smoking. Yeah. I'm going to have to get a bigger phone.
Well, and the tech was great. Gary knocked it out, and Garden Mama had a great show. The Fondren Yard was beautiful. The backdrop was. I loved it. And I know that they were trying to play some things on the screen, but with that bright sun that we had last week,
it was really bright.
Difficult to see early in the morning. But it was wonderful. I know the people that that were able to attend had a great time.
It was so much fun.
You had a great Garden Mama swag T-shirt, the yellow that Mark's got, and also the purple bottle tree shirt was beautifully done, and
it was
absolutely vibrant.
Amazing. And let me give a shout out to all the volunteers and helpers with the bottle tree tour. Those purple shirts were beautiful.
Yes.
But they were a little bit hot.
Man, they were. They're good material.
Yeah.
They're going to come in handy during the winter.
And here I am on the side of State Street under a lavender tent in a purple shirt looking like a pizza. But, you know, I have no shame. I'll do anything for Garden Mama, you know, within reason.
You did a great job. Very entertaining. And it's when it's hot like that, too, yeah, I'm glad y'all had a little shade.
We had a good time.
And there's always some little challenges. I was laughing with Gary that this week about it, and it was a great little story of getting kick-started. It always is, though. The listeners don't get to see that, all the things that happen to make that work. But it's always live TV, radio is
Lance,
of trip. Let me
Lance,
tell you. You keep talking to me.
Yeah, I'm going to keep talking. I think I learned some words I did not know from Gary. I'm not sure. But it was a little bit of a panic situation, but we pulled it off. So I held this up. I was unaware of this place. I should know it. It is the Briarwood Arts Center. They're actually doing a program today at 9 a.m. called Sprouts Gardening Club. And this is a garden program for kids, where they're teaching kids how to start seedlings and grow vegetables. I don't know if it's too late to get in. It's free. It starts at 9 a.m. It is 8:34. If you've got some youngsters and you would like to, you can find the Briarwood Arts Center at 614 Briarwood Drive, Jackson, Mississippi, and it's free. And I mean, it's all about teaching kids to garden. Not all about, but, a lot of kids think potatoes come from Kroger, so it would be a really good time to take the kids to Sprouts. There is an event at the zoo this weekend. The Natchez Balloon Festival is coming up. I mean, is that gardening? Yeah, kind of. You get to look up in the sky at all those beautiful balloons. I have never been. I tend to always be busy on weekends and don't get to go to those things. But while I'm rambling, I'll give those numbers out again. The call line is 888-808-8637. And the text line is 601-879-4395. And feel free to text Lance pictures of breakfast.
Yeah, yeah.
He likes
to get everybody hungry.
He likes
Anna in Oxford, she is on the line. She has a question about anise. I'm going to let her set it up.
Good morning, Anna. I know you.
You do?
I believe I do.
Well, I don't know. I've not been in Jackson. Is that where you are?
No, I think I might have answered some questions for you on another radio show. Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I often get on the line. I just caught the end of your thing about anise.
Yes, ma'am.
And as a kid, I loved anise candy.
Well, yes.
Anise balls is what they were.
Right, right.
And we could suck on those things forever. Is this anise the same anise that makes the anise candy?
It is not. This is a hybrid. You would probably be talking about like a native, anise. Some bloom have red flowers, some have white flowers.
Well, I don't know, because I've never seen the plant. I just ate it.
Right, exactly. But, it grows in Mississippi. You just have to give it, limited sun exposure. The native ones can get quite large. But, when they hybridize these plants, they have pulled out that chartreuse color, and it's not nearly as vigorous. But it still has the smell, but I don't think I would eat it.
I guess the anise candy was a seed which was wrapped around with sugar or something like that.
Yes, yes.
I mean, have you ever eaten anise?
I have not.
Candy?
I have not. Let's say.
It's like sucking on liquor.
I'm going to look this up.
Eaten anise balls, I didn't know it. I have a really good close friend who I unfortunately haven't seen in a while, who is from the UK, and that sounds like something she might whip up at Christmas time, to be honest with you.
As kids you'd have a packet of these things.
I know what you're...
to church, you'd pop one in, and it stayed with you for the whole service.
It's like a hard candy, yeah. And it's got almost like a little powder, the graphite or limestone-ish powder.
Really?
You find, like
that. Yeah, on the, like on chewing gum. But it's like a hard and peach, pinkish red color. Is that the ones that you were more
familiar? We just used to suck them all the way down. So, I mean, they dissolved. So I assumed it was sugar. And then, of course, the seed would be in the center. But the flavor and the taste of it was just forever. I don't remember ever seeing them in this country. I mean, it was like an English kid's candy.
Right. Uh-huh. Right.
What says it began in the 11th century and in the Abbey village of Flavigny. Flavigny. And there the
I and so it's, it grows in a cold climate is what you're
Well,
saying.
The origin is to coat the anise seed in sugar syrup basically is the whole point.
It, yeah.
Yeah, like you're saying that's fascinating. So you'll take the seed and then use like sugar water and whatever other flavorings and create a syrup, coat the seed in it, and then it hardens, and that's what you got.
So you want to hear the hillbilly version?
Yeah, what
of
got,
these
like
candy
persimmon
and going to church? It would be the M&Ms, and when you spill them and they bounce and make noise, you get taken out to the foyer and get your tail.
Yeah.
Well, and we would just keep these in our mouths. And this is before we took communion.
They said they could be rich in many nutrients and a lot of health benefits if, you know, the original ones.
Right.
They were also kind of like not necessarily medicine, but a vitamin drop.
Well, you're not going to
good for you.
I always thought that anise was a tropical, and you're saying it's not?
No, it's not. No.
So this anise that you're growing is not... because it tastes like the original anise.
It's because it's pretty.
It's the anise.
Yeah, it is pretty. That particular chartreuse one goes by so many different names. You might see it as Florida Sunshine. You might see it as Banana Appeal. You might see it just depending on what grower, you know, or breeder got a hold of the genetics. So just if you want to find it,
Where would I buy the plant? So I've got enough... shade, partial shade. I've got some sun, but not very much. If I wanted to grow it, would it grow in the same area as maybe hellebore?
Yes, absolutely. Perfect combination with hellebore. Go to one of your local garden centers. Tell them you want a chartreuse-colored anise. You don't really care what the name is. And pick you up a couple.
No, I've got enough wild areas. I live next to the park, and it's all wild.
Right.
It doesn't really matter.
Right.
I could grow it sort of on a slope. It wants a dry shade or what?
Dry shade, yes. Basically, dry shade. Some of the prettiest I ever saw in my life was in downtown Atlanta, planted up in cubby holes where it never saw the light of day.
Oh.
And
good.
They use it, you know, up under the large buildings in the little green spaces.
Yeah.
It's electric at night.
I have to look this up because I'm making a presentation on poisonous plants, and I want to find out whether or not anise leaves and roots are poisonous, but the seeds obviously aren't because, you know, hey, we ate them as a kid.
Always do your research, Anna. Thanks for calling.
Oh, yeah.
Enjoy this beautiful day.
Okay, bye-bye.
I do know Anna.
That's a fascinating question. When we were covering it, you know, before, and I'm like, I'm looking forward to that because I couldn't quite place the candy.
The candy.
And then, you know, you have a minute to kind of dig it up on the old Google machine.
The old Google machine.
That does help. Thank you, Google.
I'm glad we don't have smell radio. Do you see this?
Scratch-a-vision. Yeah.
You know what that is?
I do not. You got to describe it.
This is a little slinky-looking bracelet soaked in citronella that you put around your wrist or your ankles.
The mosquitoes away?
Keep the skeeters off.
Work? We'll have to cover that in a minute because the skeeters are out. I don't know if our listeners are getting the same sensation.
I haven't seen any in here.
Not in here, but man alive. Those things were everywhere yesterday. So let's talk about that when we get back on the
other side. Here we go again. Y'all, thanks for joining us on Super Talk Mississippi for the Garden Mama Show, and we'll be back shortly.
Think of all the comforts your family enjoys around your home. When you include propane appliances throughout your home, you can have even greater comfort, from endless hot water to softer clothing and cozier heat on cold winter days. With an all-propane home, you'll also enjoy greater efficiency and energy savings compared to all-electric homes. Go to PERC.com and ask why propane. The answer will be clear. Energy for everyone. Propane. Visit MSPropane.com.
You know that nowadays, most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money. Do you have an old, outdated website or just a Facebook page and still not bringing in customers? Targeted digital advertising from SuperTalk Mississippi Media Digital's highly trained and trusted staff is the answer. We're ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305 or go to stmmdigital.com to get started today.
Extra Table.
I know that one.
Yeah, I know that one.
You do. Thank you, Lance.
It's our era. Come on, man.
Welcome back to the Garden Mama Show. I am not the Garden Mama.
Hey, but he can handle some Garden Mama style questions, in which I have one. All right, it's a two-part question.
Okay.
Played that song for one reason, because I like it. The other was because we're getting to that time where things are going to go dormant that may have been in, you know, in pots, things that you love. Don't forget about me when I'm gone. What are those plans? What do you do if you're wanting to save something that's been, say, out in the elements, it's been dry and in it, you know, hot and, you know, dry and rainy and all this, and all of a sudden we're about to get into the cooler stuff. What is, if you've got a few plants that, you know, are around the house that most people have, what do we do to get those babies so we're not going, forget about me when I'm gone? We can actually enjoy them through the winter.
Sir, is this a hypothetical?
Well,
or are you asking for yourself or for the general public?
Just the GP.
Okay.
Asking for our lovely listeners out there, because I know they're going, yeah, I've got this over here and that. But what is there something that we want to do to protect?
There are so many different things. I have evolved in my style over the years. Houseplants, if you've got them out, you need to slowly bring them in, be getting them in. Try to get the lizards, you know, the frogs, all that out of them. If it's a, let's say it's a tropical, okay? You have so many different options. You know, if you have a semi-heated place with a little sun, you can bring them in there. I tend to just decapitate them. That was rough. I tend to prune them back, mulch them heavy. I've seen people wrap blankets around things and put them in the garage. Building two greenhouses. There's a lot of different things you can do. If it's a tropical, a houseplant, et cetera, and you need to wean them off and get them on inside pretty quickly. I saw a 47 next week.
Yeah, that's what I want. Doing some weather here and there kind of brought that out.
Yeah.
Great answer.
It is time to start easing them to the sunroom, the living room. Mm-hmm. You know, we didn't keep houseplants in the house forever. And then I had going around talking, teaching about houseplants. I'm like, you know, you really ought to practice what you preach. So what started out as, oh, I'm going to have one Sansevieria. Now we have to, like, rearrange the sunroom to get everything inside. But you know, hey, you do what you got to do. We have two probably, 50-gallon firms. They're huge, almost as big as this table that we're sitting at. We put them in our living room with sheets under them. Ease up on the water when you bring things inside. They're not going to use as much water as they do out in the heat and the wind, et cetera. You know, pick your style. Do a little research. Nellie and I talked about greenhouses and the pros and cons of small greenhouses last weekend at the Bottle Tree Tour.
And I've seen a handful of them in and around town. Yeah. You're starting to see a few more. They're not huge, but they look that they would be very efficient.
No. But, you know, YouTube is your friend. Do your research. You know what you're doing. Or you might cook grandma's begonia if you put it in one of those. And then we have Indian summer, and it's, you know we're going to have a 90-degree day between now and Christmas, don't you, Lance?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be 90 on Christmas Day probably, and 30 during the week before and after.
It is. So, it is. Mm. It is. It's so quiet this morning. You know what? Everybody's enjoying the cool weather. They're probably in the garden.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. You never know. Our listeners, they wake up, and they'll get rolling here.
I have a little knock-knock joke for you, Lance.
What you got?
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Honeydew.
Honeydew who?
Honey, do you want to hear some garden jokes?
I think I just did. Boom. I think I just heard a garden joke.
That was bad, wasn't it? That was really bad. That was really bad.
I'm having a hard time finding my little file of images here. But the other part of that question was, okay, so now you're making room.
Yes.
Getting stuff out of the way that you're moving in. Mm-hmm. And so what is a 1-2-3-layer type of, you know, if you're wanting to put something on the stoop, or you're putting it up there at the front of the house and you're wanting to make a splash, you know, a little curb appeal so your stuff looks good. What is a – and I know you know, start
I'm
low.
A little over the top. You know that. Yeah.
But you still, know. You know, things that people will be doing. What are the most popular that you see at, say, Lakeland and the other places that are out there? And how do you use those most effectively?
I'll tell you, you know, mums are great. But there's a lot of other options. You know, there's a croton. There's so many different styles of crotons now. And, you know, you can take five little bitty pumpkins and set them next to a mum that's already potted, you know, throw a bale of wheat straw there, boom, a croton. You've got instant beauty. And, you know, it's pretty easy. There's a lot of pretty salvias in the fall. Lantanas are showing off like crazy right now, people. And, I mean, when I was at Lakeland the other day, there were so many orange and red and yellow lantanas that it looked like springtime again. Because this really is kind of our second spring, you know. We start a whole new gardening season. Unfortunately, the people way up north aren't as lucky as we are here in central and south Mississippi. But, you know, don't stop. You know, one of my favorite ornamentals is leaf lettuce. You know, a bowl of leaf lettuce, and then when you get done with it, you can eat it. Just cut the top off and throw some ranch dressing on it.
Are there any things that, during this season that you like to try that normally don't? You go, I know this isn't going to work, but it's a great challenge.
I'm famous for that.
What do you got?
Well, you know, last year it was celery.
Celery. Okay.
And I'm doing that again.
And you were,
I promise you.
This outdoors.
Yes. Yes. And, you know.
Over down past the heated pool.
Yeah, it's not heated.
I
got in it the other day. It was 76 degrees. But, you know, salt water is good when you've had poison ivy that you got at Nellie Neal's house, right?
I got a little of it the other day. Somebody, it doesn't bother me if I brush up against it, but if the barbs get in my skin and get me a good little bleed, I'm going to be itchy there for a minute. But, yeah.
If you even say it to me, I get it. But I'm going to do a lot of lettuces.
You're itching.
I'm over here like, thanks, Nellie. Look, it took weeks for my hand to heal, you know? People are finally like, you don't have a band. It's a miracle.
That's another thing. What's the if you are allergic? Are rubber gloves obviously putting those on, but it's going to have the powder on the gloves. So how do you? Yeah, you know, is there? You wash it.
Gloves.
Does it come off? Yeah, I mean,
cold water.
Really, yeah, cold water.
I think it's cold water is best. You know, and I got a little crazy and tried using bleach, and I might not have helped, but you know, I'm over it now, thanks to modern medicine. But
not Benadryl, but what's the stuff you put on that's pink when you were a kid?
Calamine.
Calamine, yeah.
You'd
be just covered, you know, look, head to toe with little dots.
The last 3 weeks, I have used 4 different soaps every time I took a shower.
Now, the world of soaps has improved immensely over the years.
You know, that I was talking about the fair. There were so many cool things down there. The beekeeper people were there.
Yeah.
The chicken people. I don't know. You can't see this, but this is a Mississippi Egg Marketing bracelet that says meant to be broken.
Yeah, and into a pan and turned into an omelet.
And then this one says love yourself, buckle up, and put the phone down.
Yeah, exactly. And then and put that egg in the pan.
Oh, right? Look at that BLT.
Oh, I know it. You asked for it, and they delivered.
I am so hungry. Here we go.
You got 8 breakfasts up there, so
it's still in there. I haven't even got to touch it.
This is our long break, so you can eat your breakfast.
All right. Well, you know, we have to go out with a surprise because, you know, Nellie is a nervous wreck when she's not here. Thanks for joining us on the Garden Mama Show on Super Talk Mississippi. Lance and I will be back shortly.
Running a business is tough. If you're struggling with HR benefits and payroll, you're not alone. Many businesses just don't have the resources to keep up. That's where MWG Employer Services comes in. We provide a full range of employer services with everything from payroll to benefits to HR services and compliance, and can create a custom plan that fits your needs and budget. We're a Mississippi-based company that can help you focus on what you do best, growing your business. Call MWG Employer Services today at 601-206-7966 or go to MWG Employer Services.
Hi, I'm Sammy the Shovel, reminding you how important it is to call 811 at least 3 working days before you dig anywhere in or around any homeowner's yard. It doesn't matter if you're putting in a new mailbox, installing a fence, French drain, sprinkler system, even a flower bed. You need to call 811 at least 3 working days before you dig, or you could end up responsible for a water line leak, utility line with gas or propane, or even worse. Safety is in your hands. Call 811 every dig, every day.
From the trees over your head to the lawn you hate to mow and everything green in between, Garden Mama's here to help you keep on growing. Still the empress of everything green, here's your horticulture maven, Garden Mama Nellie Neal, on Super Talk Mississippi.
Well, welcome back to the Garden Mama Show, second hour. No, I'm not the Garden Mama. This is Mark Patrick Peach's heated pool?
Yeah, heated pool.
Heated pool.
Yeah, heated pool, Patrick. Right.
Yeah, heated pool, Patrick. Okay.
Silver spoons.
Silver
spoons. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you and Ricky Schroeder.
Ricky Schroeder and I have nothing in common.
There was a great movie with Ricky Schroeder and Brad Pitt that no one knows about. I'm sure if you guys tell me that, you are first on the list of the next T-shirt batch, limited edition ones that we have coming out when they come out. So Brad Pitt, Ricky Schroeder, no one knows this movie. I do, trust me. And if you can tell me without, I give you a minute, because if you don't, you're cheating. You're Googling.
Okay. I'm going to give you that. But, right. You know, if I had to pick a child star, I'm probably way closer to a Macaulay Culkin.
You like, you know? Joey Lawrence. He had the great hair.
Oh.
Now he doesn't. Like me and him. He has no hair anymore. It's painted on. Well, no. We got a bunch of texts I know you want to get to.
Yeah, we do. These are fun. These are so much fun. We have got Jeff and we don't know where Jeff is from, do we? Maybe. He is growing turnip greens where his tomatoes were, rotating crops. That is so important. It is part of the reason why people have so many diseases on certain plants. So rotate your crops. Nice wheelbarrow. I don't know where that came from, but Those, yeah. See, that's what
that's
I'm talking about.
It's a cornucopia.
It is a cornucopia wheelbarrow. That's right.
It looks like Andy Gibson's truck as he's rolling into the fair, and he's bringing all the produce from Mississippi that has been put in the back there, staged nicely, and he's a master at it. And he's got the original truck. He grew up there, the white one. It's awesome.
You know I'm a sticker nut, right?
Well, I like it.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, and there's that BLT. And I like your dinnerware, too. Be happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, might as well.
Why not? We can always not be happy.
You can, yeah.
It takes a little effort to be happy. So.
Lynn and Clinton. Hey, Lynn says she is my old friend from Standing Pine Nursery. Wow. That's been 25-plus years ago.
Nice.
Yeah.
Reconnecting.
It's kind of scary when you are places and people look at you and they go, I had a guy at the fair that I worked with at Standing Pine Nursery, and I hear my name, and I turn around, and I'm like, some random guy, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember you, and it took me a second, but I did.
All right, guys. And we got some.
Her Thumbersia is beautiful.
Well, we do have some winners here. I get that within a minute, Jeff in Grenada, Paula from Dentville, the 601, Trey also, all got it right across the tracks, so... You guys are awesome.
I tell
you all the time, we have the best listeners on the planet.
We do.
The best.
And look,
you know across the tracks, you're cultured, man. I'm telling you that.
I just got, let's see, sorry, the plant got you. Peaches, sorry, the plant got you. The only thing I found that gave me comfort was to mix equal parts of iodine, sugar, scrub gently, do not rinse off, feel better soon. That is Bev from Biloxi. Thank you, Bev.
Yeah, we need to keep that one. Now, I'm a junkie for iodine. I'll put it on anything. Yeah, I mean, it's my favorite. The good old paint-colored one, you know, it's the rust
red
color. Yeah, you know, I mean, these dots of rust all over you.
Women could quit using lipstick, and they could use iodine.
Yeah, well, I like, yeah. And the old one, Mercure Comb.
Yeah.
Yeah, you remember that one. So, I actually put that on anything.
This is very serendipitous. My mother's name is Bev. And my mom says, Bev says, to use leaded something is what they used to use to cure poison ivy. I don't know. But thanks, Bev.
Well, Lance, you know, when you were about to, I thought you were going to say your mom's name was Mercurcomb or something when you started that. I'm like, wow.
No,
you would think it has like mercury in it or something with mercure. You know, I've thought about that. Why you don't see it anymore?
But right.
Yeah, mercury is not good for you anymore. Kind of like asbestos. You know, the things that we once thought were okay that are not anymore. Asbestos, mercury. Yeah, let's don't put mercury in our medicine anymore.
Yeah.
I think that's why you see iodine mostly now.
Right. Well, you know, wasn't there like, I'm not going to get at all that. The iodine, there's a lot of political stuff about iodine. How could you make iodine political?
You can't. I think you can make anything political today, whether you like the yellow pansy or the purple one. Or,
you know what I'm saying? And here's a question from Gloria in Clinton. Good morning, Gloria. I could get political on this one. She says, good morning. This is Gloria from Clinton. With this kind of rose, is it better to cut the blooms frequently and use them arrangements or leave them on the plant? I caused a ruckus one time at a Master Gardener conference because I made a rose joke. It is best to keep them deadheaded, cut them, bring them in, use them for a bouquet, go down, you know, several leaf joints before you cut them. And so what you can do is you can keep your plant compact with new fresh growth and new blooms than letting it get so large.
Yeah, it's like a good haircut.
Yes.
I mean, that's one of the things I actually have found out I'm decent at is deadheading.
I got my hair did yesterday.
Yeah, you know, deadheading. Yeah. I'm not good at trimming the whiskers as much, but I'm good with the roses. And the more attention I pay, and the more even you roll it around and try to frame it up the way you wanted, the better they respond. I mean, they seem to really enjoy every rose style I've ever worked with. They really like you to work with them and talk to them and tell them how beautiful they are. And, you know, get the bad hairs off, you know, the white hair, so to speak. Get rid of that one, and let's get some new growth going. But, no, the roses are always kind of my favorite because they can be finicky and fickle.
I singed mine.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, I'm that guy in Rankin County with earbuds in, running around listening to, you know, dance music, talking to his roses.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, yeah. All right, here we go. We have another. Hi, Mark. My little Miss Figgy, which is a dwarf fig tree, is great. Let's see. It's in a container, pine sole. Do I need to remove the fig? Have you ever thought about putting it in the ground? She's growing it in a container. That's fine. Yeah, some of the new soil is going to be on the trunk. That's not a huge issue with the fig, but you wouldn't want to fill it too far. She's wanting to amend the soil in the pot that her Miss Figgy is in. I honestly, this is my personal opinion, I think Miss Figgy might be happier in the ground. But if you're going to grow her in a container, and why can't it be Mr. Figgy? Anyway, don't overfill your container. Because, you know, fig trees tend to put up what we would call on a crepe myrtle, a sucker. So mulch it heavily. Don't use a lot of soil. Top it off with some pine bark mulch. That might be even better than adding more soil on top. So thank you for the Miss Figgy question. Boy, they're on it this morning. Paula sent a picture. I'll get to that in a minute. Lance, here's a good question, and I'm sure they do. Can you tell this gentleman, Jeff in Grenada, about Super Talks online store where you can get merchandise?
Just get out on the website and surf around. The best thing I can say, it took me, even somebody that works here, there's so many options out there on the website that you really just need to kind of open it up. Supertalk.fm. Yeah. You know, you have a full lineup of guests over there that, you know, I mean, of hosts and, you know, and guests that are all going to be, you know, inside of that window. If you want Garden Mama or Handyman or Gerard or Gallo Show,
right,
it's all right there for you. So, and then just go around. There's all kind of info. If you love the sports side of things, there's unlimited information. So I would just say go out to the site, dig around a little bit, and if you have any problem finding anything that you're looking for, call us directly. We are a company. We have people here that love to talk to you. We are not on air. Not everybody's on air.
That's why it says Super Talk.
Right. So give us a call. I always enjoy talking to people that are our listeners. So don't hesitate to give us a call. If you can't find what you're looking for, don't call the on-air line. Usually it's best to get the business office. So just have a business office and somebody will say, hey, this is what you're looking for. So if you can't find it, you know, out there, give us a call. It's the other side of that.
And I'll tell you what I'm going to do, because I just realized who Lynn from Clinton is. He was one of my biggest customers when I worked at Standing Pine Nursery. This is a blast from the past, if anybody remembers Fads and Frames.
I remember that, and I was in North Mississippi for 20
years.
Yes,
sir.
I know Fads and Frames.
So, Lynn, if you're listening, by the end of the show, I'll give out my cell phone number, and you send me a text, and we'll talk personally. How about that? He's asking about how to get his Thumbergia to come back year after year. All right, I'm doing the deadly here. I'm clicking on Paula from Dentville.
There we go. Paula's busy this morning.
Paula is busy. Yeah. Kevin said good morning. Thumbs up.
But, yeah, there is just so you know, just the Super Talk shop. You know, if you don't find anything, just give us a call.
Super Talk shop.
But, yeah, Paula, she's been busy this morning. Thank you for the images as well. Wondering if she's shaving those dogs down today.
I'm sure she is. I probably could have gotten her to do my beard, but I'd probably have a waiting list.
I think that she uses shears that are way better than what I use on my head and on my whiskers. So, yeah, I need to find where she got those things.
Okay, this is Trey in Grenada. He's just on it all the time, isn't he?
Trey's always great. You know, we have
Paragoric.
I love getting to see the listeners that carry over throughout the week, because we cover a broad array of items here at Super Talk Mississippi, from politics to good things with Rebecca, and Gerard covers absolutely monolithic proportion of information. Then you got sports talk, and then you get gardening and handyman, and it's a lot of fun. I mean, we cover a lot.
And, you do.
So, yeah, seeing the listeners that are with us all week, through all the different shows. And then Steve Azar's is always great because you're getting the cultural ambassador to Mississippi and interviewing
the cultural ambassador.
And so, yeah, it is fun. Thank you guys for, you know, tuning in all throughout the week and then getting here with us after a long week, a news-heavy week.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
News out there, and you guys make it through it every week, and you're with us, and we greatly appreciate that.
I enjoy the gardening aspect.
It's the peaceful side of things.
It is the peaceful side of things. It definitely is. I'm going to give out those numbers again.
Yeah, definitely. Roll with it.
Yes. You can reach us. You can call in at 888-808-8637, or you can text Lance Photos or Questions at 601-879-4395.
And Paula did offer us a – she goes in at 12:30 and said if we swing by, we could definitely get a trim.
She's obviously not watching because she'd know I've already gotten that done. Thank you.
One of those peanut butter dog biscuits. The bacon cheddar ones look good, too. My dogs really like those. So,
have you ever made them you mix yogurt, peanut butter, and bananas, put it in a blender, and freeze it, and the little cups.
I would be knocked down at the door every day.
You would be eating them.
Mine are horses. Yeah. Where's my horse feed?
9:19. I'm checking the time, folks. Let's see how we're doing.
No, you're doing good.
We're doing good. Yeah, we're doing good. I'm going to brag a little bit. You know, I moderate two different Facebook pages. One is a garden club, a garden, and the other one is a houseplant group. Well, my neighbor's daughter sends me a text and says, somebody's calling you guys out on Facebook. And, you know, when that happens, you hold your breath, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because it could go anyway. Well, this is Annelle. She is a local from Rankin County, where I live. And I'm not going to get my address out, but it says, to our neighbor, blank, blank, thank you for putting out your Halloween decorations. My soon-to-be 3-year-old granddaughter and I pass by your house twice a week on our way to Mother's Morning Out, which, you know, she's probably driving pretty fast. And she gets so much joy looking at all the spooky things. Hope you have a happy Halloween.
Well, that you see, that's why you get the decor out. It's kind of like the mascot at a college football game. You know, it's for the
and
kids.
It's a three-year-old, you know? It's a three-year-old. And you got a couple of mature men that are having a whole lot of fun in their front yard.
Oh, I bet. I mean, your front yard's beautiful.
It is.
You do a great job of keeping it not only full of pretty and cool things, but also great plants.
Well, you know, it's evolving. There's no telling what's happening while I'm away.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know.
Yeah, there's no telling.
It's life. I mean, you come back, something has changed, and it may work, it may not.
But now listen to this. Yeah, you're going to be impressed with this one, Lance. Our entire street is completely resurfaced, milled and resurfaced in 1 week.
That's Rankin County, though.
Thank you, Brandon, City of Brandon. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And if it's City of Brandon, you can go through Brandon until they take care of their stuff.
Man, they do. Yeah. They do. It's amazing. And, you know, it's so quiet. But, you know, there's a 25-mile-an-hour speed limit when you're on real smooth asphalt.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to do that.
Well,
you know,
I like just it. Saying. It's just so smooth.
It is smooth.
And, you know, it's blacktop.
I did have to wash the soot off the pumpkin. The inflatable
the
one.
Smell of it's gets
yeah.
You,
but hey,
like, I can overlook that.
I can overlook that.
I remember
definitely.
When I was little burning my feet on some new blacktop in the sun.
Oh, yeah.
And it scorched. It produced. Those feet were, built some good calluses.
Well, you know,
built character in those feet.
Everybody's favorite theme park in Branson, Missouri, and I don't even have to say the name, they all know what it is. Every year, they would respray all the asphalt. So every season when they would open up, the whole place smelled like creosote.
Yeah, creosote will burn you.
But once they start firing up the funnel cakes and all the other good food,
goes away.
You overlook it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you get used to it. It's kind of
something about the smell of a funnel cake with a little creosote on the side.
Well, I have on the way to my camp, I always smell the paper mill. And I don't like that smell very much.
Oh, no.
But once you're at camp, and the wind blows and it, you catch it a couple of times over a week, you know, you kind of get used to it.
Yeah.
And creosote, though, that's one of those that I'm not sure I ever get used to it. Yeah. It's so strong and pungent.
It doesn't smell as good. It doesn't smell as good as WD-40 does.
No,
that's for sure.
WD-40 is, you know, you just need to keep that on a rag.
A cologne.
Put a little dab under your neck, you know, a little working man cologne.
You know, I've been wondering what I'm going to get Nelly for Christmas. Now, I think I'll get her a bottle of WD-40.
There we go.
She'll love that. I hear music again already.
Yeah, we do. We got some music.
Time flies when you're having fun. We'll be right back, and I'm going to talk to Dave about his tomatoes. Thanks for joining us on the Garden Mama Show.
Just ain't no home anytime she goes away.
Hello, I'm Sean Tindall, Commissioner of the Mississippi Department of Public Safety. Since 2021, Mississippi has seen a 25% reduction in fatalities involving crashes with commercial motor vehicles. Many of those crashes could have been avoided. DPS, through its MHP's Motor Carrier Unit and the Commercial Transportation Enforcement Division, is partnering with Big Rig Truckers to conduct safety checks across our state for the Trooper and Trucker Safety Initiative. The Department of Public Safety and the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration are working together to keep our highways safe for everyone. Thank you, and drive safely.
We have one voice, the voice of agriculture. We have one job, growing the products you need every day. We have one mission, fighting for agriculture and rural Mississippi. We have you in mind, caring for your private property rights. We are the Mississippi Farm Bureau Federation, 100 years and counting. Become a member today at msfb.org.
Welcome back.
You don't know that one.
I don't know that one. I'm sorry.
Grateful Dead, Mountains of the Moon.
I'm not a deadhead.
Oh,
I miss that generation. Well, maybe not. Maybe not.
Appreciate the greatest band that's ever lived.
I didn't. Okay. Don't put words in my mouth. I did not say I didn't appreciate them.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. Don't repeat everything you hear.
You
should know that by now. You should know that by now. Welcome back to the Garden Mama Show, Super Talk Mississippi. I'm going to get to Dave real quick. Yes, Dave, be patient. They should still ripen. Be patient. Water, heavy, not too frequently, and just they're going to ripen way less fast than they did in July. But they will. They will. I'm going to take a minute and do a little shameless self-promotion, Lance.
You need to.
Yes.
I was trying to set you up for
it. I know you were. But I get so involved in talking about other people's stuff.
Well, and that's the point.
You're good at
talking to other people about their stuff. And
yeah.
You see a lot. You're going out and you're seeing what looks really good in front of homes. You're seeing how the landscaping works well together, the layering and the colors. And that's part of your expertise. And so, and that brings great value to what we do here every Saturday. So
yeah, thank you.
Shamelessly self-promote yourself.
Shamelessly, yeah. Lance has been working on that with me. He's been teaching me how to do that, and I appreciate that. I have a small company called Southern Charm Garden Design Services. You can reach me at 601-832-3940. I'm not a landscaper. I mainly do design, and I work with large containers and, event preparation, consulting. It's myself and one employee, Jason. We work Rankin, Hines, Madison. Gosh, a lot of stuff I do it, you know, over the www, you know, email, text. Sometimes I don't have to be there to help, but I can come help. So if you have a need for anything like that, call me. If I don't answer, just leave a message. I promise I'll call you back. And my number is 601-832-3940. Thank you. All right. Paula sent another picture. Can you believe it?
I'm working on getting it in there.
Are you? Yeah, I think it was some sun patients.
Yep, the pink ones.
Yep, I've not killed them yet.
You got Paula's, pink and white. Yeah, Paula's got a great green thumb.
Paula's tough on herself. Well, I'm glad. You know, I thought my camera roll was bad. I can't imagine what hers is like. I just can't. I just can't.
I had to go delete, not necessarily, you know, move it up into the stratosphere of the ionosphere.
Yeah, and I hate to tell you this. I still have not digitalized my business cards. If you want to do that, I'll, you know, bring them over.
Yeah, it's never fun.
No, no.
I have to do a schedule every day and, you know, for morning prep, and that thing started eating up my Chromebook, and my mouse was not working. It would take an hour to do a schedule. I finally was like, I'm deleting everything in there. So I just, you know, put it into storage, you know, rented a storage unit, so to speak.
I'm pretty sure that's a rosemary or a lavender.
That's some rosemary.
It's rosemary, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you know that bracelet you were talking about? It smells like
lemons. To explain, where do you get something like that if you have the same problem as I had yesterday?
You
and
can
does
get
it
them.
Work?
Any one of the houses on the Bottle Tree Tour had these outside, like in a gift basket.
That's a good giveaway.
Yeah, well, because
you never thought that one up.
Yeah, I know, right?
It really. It 2 days after the event, the skeeters were out. In full force. I mean, they were the big ones, too. They were, like, waiting for everything to die, and they're like, ha-ha.
Yeah.
You know, we're here now.
Right? I know, right?
It's Halloween mosquitoes.
You know, and I have entered the realm of the pile of semi-used clothes. Mm-hmm. You start off with a pair of sweats, go to a pair of shorts, start off in a hoodie, go to sleeveless, go to tank. Go shirtless.
Again. And then back again.
And then
repeat.
You go back again.
Yeah,
and
repeat,
you have a little place where you leave them because you know you didn't have them on but for 30 minutes. So you're not going to wash them again, right?
Oh, yeah. Do you have to wash something if you've only worn it for 30 minutes? If it's not the summer.
You know what the answer
is? I understand if the summer
is. This is a guy thing. Nellie may not appreciate this. The garden mama may not appreciate this, but that's what really good dryer sheets are for.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well,
it's like dry cleaning.
The breeze, it works wonders. As well.
Yeah, it's like
or
dry
a little
cleaning.
Like that rosemary plant that we just saw.
Yeah,
that was one of my favorite thing. It always is about having rosemary. Is go out there and strip
rough
the little
it up.
Thing, rub it and grab it and rub it all over yourself.
Yeah,
and you smell amazing all of a sudden. Your clothes smell like they just got out of the wash.
So,
that's what a bachelor can teach you, right there.
I finally found, and this, you know, and I apologize if I concentrate too much on Central Mississippi, but I know there are events from the coast.
There was kind of a big event this during the cruising the
cruise
coast.
In the coast.
Arguably, maybe the biggest event in Mississippi.
It is. Yeah. It is. I've never been to that either.
Well, I have open invitation. I just have to have the time to go.
But exactly.
I tell you what, I'm going to have to time it better next year so that I get a chance to go do cruising. I'm one of those, I want to see this, be a part of it. The cars are amazing, but just the people, you know, the community.
Yeah.
What is it, 12 cities that all participate? It's a basic block party across the Mississippi coast. The Mississippi coast is such a great economic engine
for
this state. And the people, I could listen to them talk all day long. Like, it's just, they're great. The accent, the laissez le bon temps rouler, you let the good times roll. You got casinos down there. And then last but least is the plants.
Oh, yeah.
The Pascagoula River and then the Mississippi Sound and getting out onto the islands where I've spent a good bit of time and just all that, you know, area and the backwaters. It's such a beautiful, unique place. We're so fortunate to have, the coast and it's an amalgamation of so many different things that come together and create this gumbo that is so unique that it's like, wow, you folks don't change, people.
And
don't ever change.
And there's a little tiny invisible line between it and Louisiana.
Yeah,
and then it gets even better. Yeah, you know,
it changes a little bit. There's more alligators.
So the last time I was on the coast was back in January with Nellie, and I'm headed back to the coast in November because I'm headed down. You know where I'm going, right, Lance?
I do not. What's happening?
I'm going to a wedding.
Oh, nice. Weddings on the coast. That's the only place to have a wedding.
No, I'm going to somebody you know really well.
Okay.
Wedding. But nice. I'm going to spend the night on the coast. And
I love the coast.
And head over to New Orleans.
Well, and I don't want to ever dismiss the wonders of the North Mississippi Hill Country.
Oh, no.
I lived up to 21 years. Such a beautiful place.
It is.
As you come down from Pickwick and roll down the hills to Grenada and all through Tallahatchie River bottoms. And then you got the Tom Bigbee on the other. The Mississippi has such distinct regions for plants. That's why we get hung up in central Mississippi.
You do.
Over to the Delta, it's completely different.
Or, you know, head up toward Tupelo, you get up there, way up there.
You're climbing. It's just, you know, you're going uphill the whole way. There's some beautiful places.
And you can coast back.
Yeah. You don't even have to hit the gas. You roll downhill till you get past Grenada. Then you get some hills. But, yeah, it's just downhill from there.
But, you know,
all the water from there goes to the Delta, ironically.
This is kind of sad. But I'm going to say this, and it's probably a little controversial. You know, there are a lot of people in the world that don't pay any attention to that kind of stuff. Does that make sense?
I like topography maps, and I guess I get it. Honestly, my grandfather had 400 maps and almanacs and atlases always out and National Geographic.
Oh, yeah.
So if somebody pulled out a map in front of me of the Delta or a county, I'm going straight to it. You know?
And if none of y'all if you have not seen what I ride in, it actually has a topography map on the side of it.
It's actually a map. If you get lost, you just go look at the side of his car and go, where's north?
Yeah, don't follow me because we may both be lost. But I was hoping to have a very special guest today, but this gentleman is so busy right now. I have a longtime friend. His name is Butch, and he has a company named Marc, M-A-R-C. And they
very French, you know.
They're very French. They fly planes and do topography maps, and right now they're working in North Carolina mapping out what happened after
ways
that.
Ways to get in.
Ways to get in, where they went wrong. I was hoping he was going to do a phone interview with me today, but maybe when hurricane season dies down and everybody kind of gets everything straightened back out, we can have him on one day because he is, Lance, you would love him because he knows his stuff.
Well, it's Dave Hughes and I joke a bit. We would like to go up and do the hurricane plane.
Oh, yeah.
We've made a connection last year to do that. And you know, we just get busy and you don't have a chance, but those are things that I would love to be able to get up and see. My mom worked in the catastrophe world with Katrina and seeing the damage. It's not, you know, it's just lives.
It is.
So changed and disrupted. And then it doesn't like pick one or two. It's just random where that house stands.
Right.
And then all those are destroyed or this life is completely changed or maybe even, you know, ruined in ways where this one over here isn't, and it's heartbreaking to see. But the resiliency of people in this country, Mississippians especially,
it's pretty amazing.
It is very and the help that has been sent and those that have gone to North Carolina to help out those in their time of need. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
That's why you have a heart of gold, and it's why you are great people, and we love you.
I spent a good bit of the morning, a couple of mornings ago, talking to friends in Florida. I've spent a lot of time talking to a dear friend of mine who lives in Asheville.
Wow, yeah.
And her and 300 neighbors are stranded, and they're meeting together. They figured out a way how to have fresh water. They're sharing food. They're dropping stuff in. The day after it happened, they couldn't see the light at the end of the tunnel. But now
it comes slowly.
And it, you know,
and
all of us.
The gratitude of people sending the water and the things, that's what you got to do.
Can you do me a favor?
What you need?
The photo you have up now, you have the before and the after?
I can find it, yeah.
There's, this is so funny, y'all.
We have that one.
That one.
That's the one.
You know, some plants are disposable. That was about 20 mums that just didn't make it. And I had to take a picture of it because, you know, I go out and I leave bottles of water for the garbage man because they have to hate me. They have to. But then I think I have a photo of after they ran because I was hiding from them till they got it all loaded. And then I went out and got my garbage can.
I might have missed it. That's on me, sir.
You know, I throw so many photos at you. Like Nelly says, send him five. And I'm like, Lance can handle more.
Bam, bam, bam. Well, it's not that. It's just I might have missed one into the mix.
You're such
there.
A busy guy. Busy guy.
I'm looking for it, just in case I miss something.
Gosh, what time? 9:41. I can't believe.
We've had some great questions today.
We have.
And if there's anything that you want to test Mark with before we get out of here, we'll have a quick break. In the shortest segment known to man when you come back, that little bitty segment. So get your questions lined up if you have anything, and see what you can test that little noodle working up in that head.
I want to see
some smoke coming out of out of those ears before he leaves today.
So I actually did find another. It's a gumbo festival.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pearl is having a gumbo festival.
There we go.
Hey.
There are, as you know, you get into the winter, and I always loved, and again, I'm partial a bit. I went to Ole Miss and have friends that.
I'm sorry.
In the Grove, and there was always one corner in the Grove that some friends of mine that are locals there that grew up and lived there, they made this kind of chicken stew that's almost gumbo-y.
Right.
And you'd walk across Hillgard Cut Bridge and you'd smell that, and it'd be freezing cold out there, and you walk up and you may know one or two people in that tent, and there's 50, and then all of a sudden you're best friends with everybody. That's Mississippi,
right.
You know.
Right.
And like,
that
hey,
is.
Get some stew.
That is.
Like, thank you. I didn't know if you'd ever ask.
Well, you know,
but that smell and anytime you think of the gumbo festivals or things like that,
right.
I'm in, man. Show me where to go.
And because it is her show, I have to mention that the garden mama informed me the other day before she went on her little vacation that she is very picky about her gumbo.
Mm-hmm. Well, from where she is, had grown up, she better be.
Yeah, exactly.
Can't just be any old gumbo.
It can't be just any old gumbo. All right, well, I'm hearing music again, so that means we're going to step out for a few seconds. I'm going to start cleaning up because this last segment goes fast. And, you know, I'm here with Lance. Anything could happen.
And he's got accoutrement everywhere.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you a business owner looking for help with HR benefits and payroll? MWG Employer Services offers a wide range of services and can create a custom plan that fits your needs and budget.
I was so overwhelmed with HR stuff. MWG Employer Services took all the stress out of it and even set up my payroll. I couldn't be happier.
MWG Employer Services is here to help you succeed. Call us today at 601-206-7966 or go to MWGEmployerServices.com.
Constant economic changes can be tough on businesses. The Mississippi Department of Rehabilitation Services understands that. Our agency specializes in connecting businesses with qualified employees with disabilities. We understand the unique strengths and skills these individuals bring to the workplace. From paid internships to on-the-job training, we provide resources to make it easy for you to find the right fit and build an inclusive team. Unlock new potential for your business by contacting our office at mdrs.com.
Extra table.
I'm not afraid to
Well, man, I had one. I had a question for you.
Sure.
I hate to let you go, but we're going to have to run out of here in a minute. And
I know,
given
right?
that we're in the creepy season, all right? And it is, yeah, I'm about to adjust that cam so we can see.
I just got the greatest compliment from Buddy. He looked at me and he says, "Boy, you sure travel with a lot of stuff."
Yes, yes.
And I'm like,
"Hey,
that's what I do."
That's,
you know,
the way you roll.
They expect me. You know, that little clown car I drive around in. You know, you never know what might pop out of it.
Well, since it is the creepy season and everybody has beds out there, is there anything that you can plant this time of year that creeps? Your
that
ivies,
creeps?
Your,
oh yeah.
Anything that's
ivy.
When is the time to get the ground cover out? And
now,
and cover, is this it?
Now, yeah, it's
so
getting
it
better every day.
The, yeah.
Well, okay, I say now, it would be nice if it would rain.
Right.
You know. But
it's not too cool now to water still if you do put out.
Our best planting season is about to start.
Okay.
You know, our best, very best. I was talking to a lady I'm going to do a consultation with. The general marketplace, everybody thinks, you know, April 15th or the day after Good Friday is when you have to plant. Luckily, you know, in the South, some of our best planting time starts mid-October all the way through March. It's just some people don't want to get out there and get cold and wet.
Right.
You know. But, yeah, ground covers, you get them in now, let them get set in good for the winter, and then when spring finally does get here, they just pop right out.
What is the trick to getting them to run? Is it gravity? I mean, is it some way you,
gravity?
You know,
do you know, gravity helps, yeah. Lance. Yeah,
it does.
Lance, gravity helps.
Yeah. But if you really want to cover an area fast, is it a matter of just planting a lot?
You can plant a lot.
Just overdo
you,
it, maybe.
You can keep, you know, the potassium, you know, to it, for phosphorus, that lower number. You know, keep a little nitrogen, keep it green. You know, use some organics out there or synthetics, whatever. You know, I'm leaning way more organic these days than I used to be. I guess that's because you've been doing this for, you know, since 98 or longer. You kind of shy away from those. But any kind of organic fertilizer you throw out there to bring in all the, you know, the good micronutrients and the mycorrhizae, and this could get real boring. Just lightly fertilized with some organic.
Yeah, well, I'm a big fan of ground cover.
Yeah.
I love a well-done ground cover. I like the thickness of it. And here, this building, over many years of being here, they've got great ground cover in areas. And it looked rough there for a while. But it seems to have really come along in the last month where it's the greening and the thickening up and all that. And that's why I wanted to ask.
Although,
I was just been following it for a while. It seems like this season right now is when it's starting to really go, thank you, I needed this kind of weather.
Now, I don't know if this is a blessing or a curse, but I actually have some Asiatic jasmine in our yard. We have some in our yard that looks like it might be dying. Yeah, I'm a little happy because we have a lot, but it's so dry right now, you know. But if you'll keep it watered and, you know, lightly fertilized, it, you know, it loves the winter time. Most of them do, you know.
And is there a trick to getting, you know, ivy to climb a, you know, like a brick side of a house? I remember as a kid we had a nice wad of very dark, beautiful green kind of English ivy.
Yeah.
And it took over the corner. Then once it was killed, it never really wanted to come back. But I always loved that. It felt like it kind of lived in an English Tudor
mansion.
Well,
you know, some people love that, and some people absolutely hate it.
Right.
You know, if you just keep it well watered, and if you have, like, say you have one renegade runner that's headed to the, you know, the gable, cut it and make it go sideways.
Got you.
And then you start getting coverage. I was working with a lady in my neighborhood, the lady with the dog named Mac, the little schnauzer.
Uh-huh.
Isn't he cute? He didn't like me at first because I had those red sunglasses on my head. I had to take them off.
Yeah, dogs are a little weird about sunglasses.
They are.
Sometimes.
They are.
Who is this?
But she had a creeping fig. Which, you know, apparently there's a shortage of creeping fig. I know. Long story. And she's been training it to make three little squares on the front of her house. Not little squares. They're like 4x4.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and of course her husband can't stand it, you know. But she's groomed it over the years, and she has these cool little squares. So Ah, Adrian from Madison, we got one coming in. It's a doggy video. It is a doggy video.
I'll have to save that one for
them. Yeah, save that one.
It'd be difficult to get it on there quickly.
It is. And Paula from Dentville. Oh, she just sent the picture that I posted of my empty garbage cans. Thank you, Paul.
Oh, and I did. That's what that was. Okay, I'm sorry. That was my fault. I did see empty garbage cans. Like, I don't know why he sent me that. That was like a joke. So I did. Yeah, that's. I know the one you were referring to.
It's a before and after shot.
Okay, well, I was not aware of that. That's my shortcoming.
I have a close personal relationship with my garbage man.
Yeah, they're great folks, man.
They do. They work so hard.
Yeah, they do.
They
Goodness
really
gracious.
Do. And Paula wants to know, what's the best creeping ground cover? I'm talking Kevin into that rather than pine straw.
Yeah, that's kind of where I was leading with that.
Yeah.
We got a lot of pine straw out there these days, and I'm just a big fan of the ground cover.
There's a lot of opinions on that one. You know, Mondo grass, I like it. You know, especially like the dwarf, if you've got a small place, because it looks like a little carpet that you never have to mow. You've got, and that's for shade, you know. I was talking a little ugly about Asiatic jasmine because there was a movement back in the 70s and 80s where that was the answer to everything. And now it's gotten out of hand. So Asiatic jasmine, if you can deal with it, do your research. Understand how vigorous it really can be. There's a plant called Pachysandra that is another shade. There's a ton of them. So just, you know, do some research. Go to one of your local garden centers. Find somebody there that knows their stuff and have a conversation.
Yeah, that's the thing. We do so much on our phone these days.
We do.
Having that conversation is so important. And I cherish that every day that I get here to do that, that it's not all digital. You get to do a lot of face-to-face.
I'm going to fall back, you know. I'm going to fall back. I can't remember. Somebody does that fall back thing. I'm going to fall back to MSUcares.org because that is information based on our state. You hit the www, and you may get information from New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not necessarily, nothing wrong with New Jersey. I love it. But that's not going to help us here.
State, yeah.
Yeah, it is the garden state.
Not but the kind of gardens we're growing here.
No,
probably,
no. They don't know what kudzu is up there.
No, and you know, we need to find. I'm waiting for a new high school football team to be, you know, just be like the Upper Tallahatchie 12-year locusts or the Upper Tallahatchie kudzu kings or something, you know, because we don't celebrate some of our natural things this week.
You know what we need next? Somebody needs to get Lance and I some kudzu jelly.
Yes.
Did you try the beauty berry?
I haven't had time yet, but I'm going to.
Yeah, I promise you. It's delicious. Thank you, Marlis. Before now, are we going off the air already?
Yeah, we're going to have to. We got 46 seconds. So.
You know what I'm going to leave as?
Uh-oh.
I'm leaving as Ace Ventura Pet Detective.
I thought it was going to be a young version, the hairy. Yeah,
hairy. I even got my hair. Thanks, everybody, for joining us on the Garden Mama Show. We'll be back next week.
Contact Garden Mama anytime at mamaonair@yahoo.com. Thanks for choosing the Garden Mama Show.
Superior. It's more than a name. It's a promise that we make to our customers. Provide you the highest quality U.S. farm-raised catfish at your favorite restaurant, your family reunion, or on your dinner table. Hey, this is Steve Azar, and I want to let you know that with Superior Catfish, you know the next bite is as good as the first, time after time, made possible by your friends and neighbors here in Mississippi. Remember, there's catfish. Then there is Superior Catfish.
You know that nowadays, most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money. But what if the online information about your business is incorrect? Or even worse, not very flattering? If your online presence isn't great, you may be losing customers. SuperTalk Mississippi Media Digital's trusted and highly trained team is the answer. We're ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305 or go to STMMDigital.com to get started today.
sweet.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.